here we are in Plaza de Cibeles, and I'm surrounded by a group of pilgrims all the way from South Africa. Where exactly in South Africa? What's your name, first of all?
My name is Clemence, and we're from Johannesburg.
Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And you are?
Me.
And you're from Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, yes.
I'm Lucy, also from Johannesburg.
I'm Divine, also from Johannesburg.
I'm Trésor Thando Njeka, from Pretoria.
We got someone who's not from Johannesburg, but you're all from South Africa.
No, we're from the same.
Okay, so tell me, how long have you been traveling to get here to Madrid? When did you arrive?
We arrived this morning. It was an 18-hour drive, if I'm not mistaken, from Teze. From South Africa, we went to Paris, spent a day there. Then we went to Teze, about 4 days there. Then an 18-hour drive to Madrid.
Why are you here?
To have an experience, to learn also a bit about culture, and to learn also a bit about, you know, Catholic faith, and see various different Catholics around the world.
Yeah. Has it surprised you to see so many different nationalities here?
Yes, it has. I expected it, but actually seeing it and experiencing it is a whole different world.
What about when you're in South Africa? I mean, it's not easy to always be a Catholic in your everyday life. It's a hard job. We all know it's a hard job. But what about when you're with perhaps friends of yours, of your own age, who aren't Catholic or don't share your same faith values? Is that difficult?
It's not that difficult. Important thing is just sharing the same faith. As long as we're all Christian, it makes it easier that everybody understands Christianity. So the whole barrier between Catholics and Protestants and all the other Christian faiths isn't too much of a big barrier. It's not that big. We don't really see the difference that much. We know it's there, but we choose not to pay attention to it.
Is participation in your church, in your parish, you know, with people your own age, is that important for you in your life in Pretoria? I mean, you're the single representative from Pretoria here, with all these Joburgers, so I'm going to ask you, is it important for you?
Actually, yes. We don't find it compulsory. The fact that we're willing to do it, you know, willing to stick by our faith, you know, support Jesus, God, it fills us with great joy.
Is this your first World Youth Day experience?
Yes, it is. And it's great. I love seeing different faces. I love being in Spain because I love Spanish people. Yeah, it's awesome.
And tell me, you were in Teze beforehand. Teze is an amazing community, isn't it? What was your experience like in Teze?
It was very different. Nothing like what I've experienced before, and it's pretty bare. Pretty bare.
What do you mean by pretty bare?
What I loved about Teze was the prayers. We prayed 3 times a day. There was a lot of silence, so a lot of time for meditation. And it was really a place where you can find yourself. It's a place where you can find your soul in Christ, which is what I love about it.
Now, listen to a young person say they love praying. That is not something you'd usually expect to hear, but is it an important part for you to help you?
Very important. I love Jesus so much. God is everything for me, and I want to go out there and spread the gospel. I love God so much.
So you've got 3 or 4 days of massive activity. You've got your catechesis in the morning, your group sessions in the afternoon, your theater, concert, cinema in the evening, and then on Thursday the Pope comes. Will this be the first time you've all seen the Pope?
Yes, it will be the first time for all of us. Usually we just see him on TV, so seeing, even if we're not going to touch him, just being in the same environment as he will be and being in his presence will be an amazing experience for all of us.
I mean, it's been a very busy 2 weeks for you, obviously, all of you. But the thing about it is what happens when it's all over? I mean, does it just become a memory for you?
Actually, no. We try to, you know, take whatever we've learned and, you know, put it to practice in our everyday lives. We came here for an experience. We came here for a reason. We're not going to put it to waste.
Yes. Now, you're from South Africa, which is a completely different reality to Europe, okay? And, okay, you've only been in Teze for a week, and you're now in Spain, you're beginning your experience here, but you've probably heard that young people in Europe have really moved away from the church, and not only the church, a lot of them have moved away from their faith, and they question why I believe in God. Do you think there's something that you can bring to, you know, people your own age here in Europe, something you can teach them, show them about the faith?
I do, I think so. For me, I've lived my whole life with God, and if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. And I go, people who know me know that I love God. And teenagers who see me see God in me. And I will certainly drill it into them that if they still have the breath of life, they have a reason to thank God. If they can do something, they have a reason to thank God. Because if God decides he's going to take their life away in a finger snap, it's gone. No, we should be praising God.
Who's bringing you here? Who's in charge of you? Is it that gentleman over there? Okay, well then I have to speak to you yourself also. Sorry, your name?
I'm Father Blaise. Actually, I'm the chaplain to the French-speaking community for Johannesburg.
How many young people do you have with you?
Ten young people.
And what's the experience been like you so far? Are you wrecked? Are you really tired?
I'm very, very tired. You know, it's not easy to manage all young people every single day, every single time. Not easy at all.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to give my best to keep things going the way it must go.
Yeah. And tell me about it. Do they help energize you as well, their enthusiasm?
Yeah. We are here to see people. We are here to see the pop. And we are here also to leave something else related to our faith. If you say you believe in Jesus Christ, what the faith means for you in your daily life, what are you supposed to do every single day? And by the end of the day, you are called to be the witness of Jesus Christ all the time. It's why I'm trying to teach them to be the witnesses of Jesus Christ all the time.
Okay, and how big a group have traveled from Denver?
We are coming with a group of about 40.
And when did you get here? When did you arrive in Spain?
They arrived late last night, about 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So fresh here, ready to explore.
Okay, jet lag?
Not really. We were in Rome and Assisi for about a week before this, so okay. They're about on the same time, I think.
So tell me, the age group of the people who've come over from Denver?
They're all about 15. Teens, 15 to 22 about. And then we have chaperones with us as well.
Lisa, is this your first World Youth Day experience?
This is my first World Youth Day experience, yes.
Me too, yeah.
Anybody else have done World
this
Youth Day?
This is actually my sixth World Youth Day.
Sixth?
Yes.
So you were in Sydney too?
Yes, I was.
So you can tell all the rest of them what to expect.
Yes, I guess.
Yeah, for you, what has been the highlight of the World Youth Day so far? For you, what was the highlight of Sydney, for example, 2008? What was the best part?
Well, being there was the best thing, and I think the whole celebration was a huge blast.
Do you know what to expect from this World Youth Day?
Lots of people and grace from the Holy Spirit to help us through it.
Has he shocked you so far to see so many young people here?
No, actually not really. I expect to see lots of young people and hoping that there's even more. So,
a question, how hard is it to be witnesses to your faith in your own local context? I mean, is it easy to be a Christian among perhaps your fellow peers who aren't necessarily Christian or religious people? Do you find it difficult?
Sometimes, but most of my friends they're accepting of anything and they just listen and we talk about it all the time. So, I mean, at school it's harder because it's a public school and my high school was so big that everyone was so different and they didn't really like to listen a lot. But at work, everyone listens.
So, just speak to anyone over there. It's your first World Youth Day. What brought you here? Why did you decide to go to World Youth Day in Spain?
I'm not sure. It just seemed like it'd be a really great experience. Visit some holy places and just get to experience Christ along the way.
Is it your first World Youth Day?
Fourth.
Okay, fourth. The four ones you've been to are?
Denver, Toronto, Germany, and now Madrid.
Any lasting memories? Any one particular thing that stands out in your memory?
Just seeing the worldwide church, the universal church, is just amazing each time. It's beautiful, and to see everybody worship together, a peaceful time, a joyful time, and even though it's a hard pilgrimage and a lot of work, everybody is very joyful.
When you say it's a hard pilgrimage, what do you mean by that? What exactly is involved in this pilgrimage to World Youth Day? What do you do? Is it just a case of hopping on a plane, packing your bags, and coming over here?
No, it's a lot of walking, a lot of sore feet, sore back, depending on when you're sleeping. You could be sleeping on a floor somewhere in a church or a school, walking to see different sites and visiting churches and just trying to cram so much into this pilgrimage or spiritual experience.
What about your itinerary for prayer, for catechesis, for workshop? What will you be doing over the next few days? Does anybody know?
Journaling, documenting, taking pictures, and just trying to absorb it all so that we can have these memories on paper and remember them forever.
Is this your first World Youth Day?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am.
What about seeing Pope Benedict? Has anyone seen Pope Benedict before?
I have twice before.
Are you all looking forward to taking part in the ceremonies of the Pope?
Yes.
Absolutely, of course. That's part of what we come to share in our community, to see the Universal Church, but of course to see the Pope, to hear the Mass, to participate is going to be an awesome experience.
Thank you very much for your time. I hope you enjoy yourselves here.